Is your illumination wisdom? Is your illumination wisdom? Wisdom and using it wisely? We all have wisdom flowing in and out of us, in and through us, in everything we do. We all have wisdom as our reality. We all have wisdom as the truth about ourselves. Now, wisdom is knowing the right thing to say and the right thing to do at any moment in life. We say the wisdom of Solomon, that he was able to give wisdom, the wisdom that allowed people to be aware of their highest and best. And sometimes his wisdom had to jump in and say things that sounded pretty tough, but he said them and he lived them. Now, can your wisdom sound pretty tough sometimes? Can your wisdom, when two little children are squabbling about themselves, you know that'll pass and they'll be the dearest friends after they're done with their squabble, but you hear it and you are concerned about it and you don't want them to squabble. And so what is the first thing you do? You say, well, if it's Herb Barley involved in this, he's going to say, let's go have a bowl of ice cream. You're right. You're right. But it's not the bowl of ice cream so much. It's the distraction. Distracting them from one discussion to another. And when you distract them to another discussion, they forget the first discussion. So in other words, the argument that was there, the argument that was not harmonious, that was not uplifting, that was not beneficial, that argument was there and was creating a sort of a unhappiness among them. And what are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about the unhappiness in your life? You can't always go and have a bowl of ice cream, but you can always change the subject. You can always change the idea. You can divert into new channels the thinking that is being done at any moment. If you're dealing with a group of people and their discussion is not harmonious, all you have to do is to change the discussion. Now, if their discussion is not harmonious and they're having a discussion all about things that are upsetting the world and how the world is going and how the problems of the world are going, and for you, this is not your way of thinking, you can change the discussion very easily. You can say, hey, you know, I found a $1,000 bill in the road the other day. And make it something you really did do. And as you do this, they'll say, what? Where? Where'd you find it? Any more lying around like that? And even in humor, the discussion has changed. Even in humor, the discussion has come into a new realm, into a new thought, into a new attitude. We have the ability to always have wisdom with us. The wisdom is with us whether we like it or not. We are born wise. We are living wise. We are being wise at all times. And this wisdom that we have within us is flowing out of us at all times. When we see an argument and we smile, that's wisdom. When we see the world is having a great discussion and we think that discussion is just really fantastic, well, our smile and our delight in that discussion adds to the wisdom of the world. Wisdom is not something that somebody else has. It's not something that the wise and the magnificent people of the world have. It's what everyone has. It's the ability to think about any subject and find its highest and best. Find its highest and best and dwell upon that. Wisdom is only dwelling upon the highest and best of any given circumstance, of any given experience, of anything that takes place in life. Wisdom is dwelling upon the highest and best at all times. Now, The hard part of that is, at all times. The hard part of that is, wisdom dwells on the highest and best at all times. So if we would choose to be wise, if we would choose to have wisdom be our forte, our way of thinking about things, if we would choose wisdom, then we would be always choosing our highest and best. And for us to choose our highest and best, we don't always know what that is. But we do know that if I say, is this my highest and best? Something inside of you answers. And if you say, wow, that's my highest and best, something in you answers. There is no one solution to every search for your highest and best. There's no one solution for every time you want to apply your highest and best to any circumstance. But whatever your highest and best is, whenever it is sought, whenever it is sought, it comes through. It shines through. It comes forth. It reveals itself in a most magnificent way, and you feel very, very good about yourself. I know I do. I know whenever I think of anything that's going on and it disturbs me, I say, what is the highest and best here? What is my highest and best? Is my highest and best to be disturbed by a situation that disturbs me? Or is my highest and best to say, whatever my highest and best is, that is what's taking place. Whatever their highest and best, that's what's taking place. When I bring that word, that theme into motion, I am expressing wisdom in its most spectacular, joyful way. It's up to me to always use wisdom. It's up to me to always seek out my highest and best. It's up to me to always express, to always demonstrate whatever I believe to be the most beautiful and desirable aspects that life has to offer. You wonder sometimes how you can do these things, how you can just get up and talk about wisdom, how you can get up and talk about love or peace or joy. And how you get up and talk about love or peace or joy at any given time is if that is what's in your heart, if that is who you are. If you are an unconditionally loving person, you can speak and share and live love in your highest and best at every moment of your life. If you are doing all these things as your natural way of doing it every moment of your life, you can be sure that everything is going to work out harmonious and good for you. You make that choice. I make that choice. I make that choice of living in wisdom, of doing whatever is my highest and best under all circumstances. And when I do whatever is for my highest and best under all circumstances, I am a wise man. Now, I'm not parading around saying I am a wise man, meaning I'm wiser than someone else. I don't go parading around saying I am wisdom, but I do say that to myself. Because every time I say to myself, I am a wise man, I will be and I am a wise man. Every time I say, I love wisdom, I love the highest and best, I love the great and wonderful things in this world, then that will be where I live, how I move, how I have my being. That'll be who I am. I will be the wise man. And I will live in a state of wisdom at all times. But it's all my choice. Am I at all times looking for the highest and best for me and everyone else in my world? If I am, I can be sure that the highest and best is all that I am going to know now and forevermore. I live in wisdom. Join me. It's a glorious way to live.